From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, American farmers decide it's better to grow food than to take government money to keep their land fallow. Good news, right? Well, not if you're an environmentalist.
First, our top story, the enormous and growing disaster in Myanmar. The government now says more than 22,000 people are dead. Twice as many are missing. More than a million could be homeless. Details of the situation on the ground are scarce. Phone lines have been cut and roads blocked.
The lack of information following Cyclone Nargis has been especially hard on the thousands of Burmese Americans living here in the United States. One of the largest expat communities is in Silicon Valley, California, where Zawya Lapai is pastor of the Burmese Christian Community Church. He joins us now. And Pastor Lapai, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Can you tell us first, do you have family there now, and have you been able to speak with them?
Yes, I do have family members there, and we still can't have any contact.
And how close to the path of the cyclone do you think they were?
My very immediate families are still in that downtown area. That meant they may be in that cyclone area. That's how I understood, and that's why we really were looking forward to have contact with them.
Have you been trying to phone them at all? What happens when you try to call?
Yes, phone line's been cut. We can't get through. We can't call anybody.
What is your church doing to try to help victims?
Mostly our belief is God is in control. That's why we are praying so hard for all the circumstances we don't know could be healed and help out through the internationally or whatever the help could get.
Might I ask, when you came to this country, how old were you? How long ago was that?
20 years ago. I was 39 years old.
So it's been a while since you've lived there, but given your experience living there, are you surprised at all with what's going on right now, how difficult it's been for people to get access to food, to water?
When I left the country, I believe that was a little bit better than now, because I visited in 2005, and it looks like harder for everything than before. But actually, it's been this way since we were brought up after 1960.
When you see it's been this way, what do you mean?
I mean the hardship, the scarcity of food, and we don't see much improve as a country.
When you lead your parishioners in prayer, what do you tell them? How do you tell them to get through this, what must be a very difficult time for them?
This is our common pain. Most of us, families are still there. And we really have that sympathy, and our hearts sink. That's why we really already knew what's going on then. We all have the same feeling. I didn't need to explain that hard. It's our common pain then.
Zawya Lapai is the pastor of the Burmese Christian Community Church in Silicon Valley. Thank you for taking the time, and we'll think the best for your family there.
Thank you so much.